power of constant prayer. Pray without ceasing. That is our nightlight for today. We are redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. I have been going through a season of intense satanic attack. Satan has attacked my family, my children. He's attacked my body. I felt, the stress was overwhelming me. And I am coming to the place where I need to spend some time in consistent, constant prayer. Prayer is the most powerful tool that God has given us apart from the Word of God. It is the mechanism by which we touch the throne of God in communication, and then God moves in commitment to helping us. And that's recorded in Revelation, where the prayers go up like incense before the throne of God, and then lightnings proceed out of the throne and come down, and power comes down to the earth in response to that season of prayer. I think that prayer is where spiritual warfare and battle takes place. We desperately need it. So I'm going to be thinking about prayer, and I'm going to be praying. I spent some time this morning walking through my building, unlocking things, and I was in a season of prayer. Probably looked weird, but that's just what God's moved on my heart. So maybe you as well have some situations that are far too big for you, but nothing's too big for God. And so you can take those to Him and get His wisdom, perspective, provision, protection, and presence. So let's think through this as your prayer. Pray without ceasing. Our lives are filled with ups and downs, joys and sorrows, triumphs and challenges in the midst of life's ever-changing landscape. There's one constant that can keep us grounded, encouraged, and filled with hope. That's prayer. Prayer as an unknown author wisely stated, for a better morning, talk with God first. For a better night, talk with God last. For a better life, talk with God all day. Just as wings enable a bird to soar high above the earth, sails harness the wind to propel a ship across the sea, so too does prayer uplift the soul, our souls, and carry us through life's journey. Corrie ten Boom, a woman of great faith who endured the horrors of a concentration camp, knew the sustaining power of prayer. She lived it to the very wings and sails that keep one aloft and moving forward. The Bible urges us to pray without ceasing. This doesn't mean we spend every waking moment on our knees, but rather we cultivate an attitude of constant communion with God. Whether we're rejoicing on the mountaintops or trudging through the dark valleys, God is always ready and eager to help us. As we begin and end each day talking with our Heavenly Father and continually turn our thoughts to Him throughout the day, we're experiencing the peace, strength, wisdom, and joy that only He can provide. Let us commit to a life of constant prayer, trusting that God will guide, provide, and sustain us every step of the way. Mighty Father God, I thank You for this tremendous tool of prayer. I pray that You would help me to do so much better at accessing this tool and implementing it in my day-to-day experience. You know that sometimes I'm prone to trust my own flesh and my own wisdom, and I don't have any wisdom in my flesh. So it will only lead to devastation. We know that there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof the ways of death. Give me Your Spirit-led path that I can follow, and help me in prayer to discern that and to implement it in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great night.